You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it now.
This morning in our Red Velvet Cake Studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'm going to need rain gear today. And I do have it.
You didn't need anything yesterday?
Nope. Sunny. We drove out west. We avoided the rain here in Dallas. So brother will avoid the storms in order to get a golf game in. That's right. So got waterproof shoes, hats, jackets, pants. We straight. Umbrella. It's all good.
All right.
Gloves, too. Mm. That's the way we roll.
You need a life.
Hey, it's, I got a life.
You do that for golf.
Hey, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Dedicated. All right, folks. Florida voting drama. Why should 2012 be any different? Governor Rick Scott has been pushing hard to purge the voting rolls because he wanted to ensure that non-Americans were not on the voting rolls. Miami Herald has a great story of a World War II veteran with Purple Hearts, all kind of awards. His name was purged from the voting rolls, kind of been American just a little bit. Joining us this morning is Congressman Alcee Hastings. Congressman, it seems every 2 years, 4 years, it's more drama in Florida. More than 150,000 folks purged from the voting rolls, and we're discovering that not everyone on that list isn't from out of the country. A lot of Americans, people who have the right to vote, are on that list.
Absolutely. And thank you, Roland and Tom and the rest of you that do such an extraordinary job of informing the American public regarding matters of this kind. Let me put it this way. As a segue to your preparation for golf, you cited to the fact that you had your rain gear and that a brother would get prepared for the storm. Well, there's a storm brewing. There's a war on democracy in this country, and it isn't just in Florida. Florida is the most recent egregious example of this, Roland. What is happening in 36 states in this country, there are, in fact, laws and or executive orders that are restricting voters. Let me use one paragraph from someone that you know, E.J. Dionne, in this morning's Washington Post, cites the most obvious way of gaming the system is to keep your opponents from voting in the next election. Rigging the election is a surefire way of holding on to office. That is exactly what has happened in state after state,
Congressman,
nationalized by claims of extensive voting fraud that are invented out of whole cloth. Those measures are discriminatory in their effect and partisan in their purpose on their own. They're sufficient cause for the electorate to rise up and cry stop.
Hey, Congressman, yes, in Florida, the issue there is the Secretary of State who resigned, I think it was a month ago.
Yes.
Tried to warn the governor that there are some problems with this. The local election folks also said, look, let's be careful because
Absolutely.
Of past problems. They still went full steam ahead. And so what's the next step? Are you calling on Attorney General Eric Holder to step in, to file suit? What are you doing to keep, to ensure that people are protected?
There are several fronts that I think we need to come from a strategic standpoint. First off, I really do believe that we need a voting rights summit, those of us that are of like mind that these matters are going on. I do believe that the Attorney General has a specific role in these laws that are being passed in Florida. There are groups that say that they're getting ready to file lawsuits. And that's another thing that bothers me, Roland, the history of suppression and intimidation we already know. And this show has talked about countless lawyers that file lawsuits all over this nation. I know many of them. I'm one of them. I want to know where these young lawyers are today. If this is such a pregnant potential for a lawsuit. Now, if they can't get there, then all they need to do is call on people like those of us that are elected officials to be able to help them. We can't allow for this state. Listen, this is the state. There's no voting fraud. 16 examples of voting fraud took place in the state of Florida in the year 2008. But in the year 2000, when this movie occurred before, then Governor Bush formed a surreptitious organization to do exactly what they're doing today. The identification before was to felons. Today, it's to the immigrants and the elderly and young and minorities.
But Congressman, so, can anything...
has committed fraud? Let me tell you who committed fraud in 2000. Remember the hanging chairs, the butterfly ballot.
Oh, yeah, I remember
fellow Republicans taking the voting list home. The modern Republicans allowing the voters to come in. The police in Tallahassee intimidating people. Throwing out 35,000 absentee ballots in Jacksonville, and the most onerous example was the United States Supreme Court stopping a court from allowing for the count, and we lost that election by 567 votes.
Congressman, Sybil has a question.
Don't
one
tell
second.
Me these people aren't about the business of trying to eliminate voters so that they can narrow the field. Florida being one of the battleground states, there is no question.
Can anything be done in these 5 months? You said to have a meeting and get somebody involved. Can anything be done with great consequence of their actions be done in the 5 months before the November election?
We probably are a day late and a dollar short for trying to stop the legislatures that have passed these laws or to get governors to rescind their executive orders. But what we can do is prepare ourselves to help people to overcome these obstacles. Not only are they doing this kind of thing with the 182,000 names that they propose, but I believe those of us, not just black folk, Latinos, the older groups, the groups in colleges, we need to come together through social media, through your efforts, and to put forward an agenda that will allow that we help people to get over these obstacles. We can't spend very much time saying that we're going to cause these laws to be changed. They are not.
All right, Congressman, one of the things we'll do, we'll let folks know the deadlines, what paperwork they need. We'll keep doing those things to make sure it happens.
Well,
Congressman
Alcee Hastings. We'll have you back on next week. This topic requires a lot of information.
I appreciate it, sir.
We
thanks
have
a bunch.
1-866-MY-VOTE-1.
1-866-MY-VOTE-1. You can check to see if you're on the list, and if your name has been purged or whatever. 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. Thank you, Congressman Alcee Hastings.